Hey, hey, hey. Welcome up to Girl Chat Sports. It's another Wednesday. Oh, I just noticed. Dang. Well, I put up my little Brian jersey. You know I can't show the front. But today is the second year anniversary of Kobe and Gigi's passing. And so we want to shout out to them as well as the other seven victims in the crash, the Atabelli family, and then two other of the players on Gigi's team, as well as the pilot. There was some news today, which apparently earlier this morning, there was an artist who made the statue and put it at the helicopter crash site. He said he's going to be there temporarily. We're not sure for how long, but it did have Kobe and Gigi in their uniforms, as well as all of those that had passed inscribed below them. So I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I saw that. Very cool. Yeah.
So anyway, it's very cool. Welcome to Girl Chat Sports. Mo, how's it going? How was your week back?
Hey, it's going. It's been a crazy week, right? Crazy weekend with some games.
Man, we are definitely exciting going games to get into the NFL games, because even though our teams aren't in it, it was pretty intense, especially Sunday. Sunday's games were really, really – I didn't watch
Sunday's game until the fourth quarter, except the second game. First game, the score hadn't changed for three quarters. I was like, I'm staying in bed. Fourth quarter comes on, I'll watch, because I knew action was coming. And did it.
Right.
Did it.
Hey, Heather. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate you.
Hey, Heather. Hope what's up, girl?
Having a good week. So Wednesday, we're going to start off with some hot topics. Of course, today is, like we said, is the two-year anniversary of Kobe and Gigi's passing. So we shout out to them, the family, as well as Vanessa and all the rest of the girls. There was something that you showed me today and I couldn't get over it. I'm not on Twitter as much as Mo, but she came at me with this Dak Prescott versus Dez Bryant tweet battle. So maybe you can explain it for us.
Tad Prescott. Mo, a little bit. Tad Prescott, his brother.
Right.
Regarding that.
First of all, name your kid Tad, really? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know. We start with this great egregious tweet from. It started with Dez. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dez came Bryant at him. So after they lost the game on last weekend, after they lost the game, he was like, you know, Amari Cooper isn't the problem. Dak needs to call Romo and talk about how to read defenses and utilize the weak defense. He said, if you know football, you know I'm not bashing. It's just too much talent there in Dallas for them not to be playing yesterday. Well, of course, Tad came to Dak's rescue and he said, because Dez Bryant and Romo know so much, won so many playoff games together, miss me with that. Which they both have points.
Did he really have a point? Did Dez really have a point? Because to be honestly, I mean, and I'm not a Cowboys fan, so maybe you guys did like Romo. But on the outside looking in, I'm sorry, I probably would not have looked to Romo to ask any questions like that, because they didn't win a Super Bowl either. I probably would have maybe gone a little further back on the tree. Troy Aikman, you know, somewhere in that line. You know, what I'm going to do, or how about Dak just reach out to his defensive coordinator, communicate that way. He's got a coordinator. Like, it should be no excuses. Yeah. It's just funny that that's what those two birds want to chirp at. You know, the Cowboys are irrelevant at this point, and both of them want to chirp. And Dez Bryant, I mean, that was kind of a humble brag to a certain degree, but trying to flex like he was – like, you had Tony Romo, bro. Like, I'm sorry. And that was kind of stupid. Corny, to say the least. What's up, Les?
It was very much.
Yeah. It was corny. What's up, Kente? Yeah. Really? This is what we're chirping at on a Tuesday? I just found it very amusing that this had popped up on my feed and was like, why me today? And it takes you through these rabbit holes because they're having these verbal jabs and exchanges and they're going back and forth tit for tat and all this other stuff. And Tad took it personally. Like, you know, it's kind of like...
He took it very personally and went for him. Which is something... His response was something that I would probably have said myself. Like, oh, because y'all have won so many playoff games. Like, clearly not. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, Dez is mad, but what right does he have necessarily?
Facts. Yeah, that's what I said. Holler at Aikman. That's who you gonna holler at. You wouldn't even holler at Romo. And guess who didn't respond to any of it? Dak.
Right.
He obviously was unbothered because anybody that makes a statement like that is going to feel some type of way. Like
Jackson is off season now. He's out. He's probably on a boat with Zeke and they're partying it up.
You're even insulting me by telling me to go to your former guy, Romo. Like, what, I'm that trash and I got to go to this guy to look for help. And he didn't help you. Like, come on.
Heather said Dez was dropping the ball per usual.
Yes, exactly. Dropped it, flipped it, fumbled it, did everything. Like, that's just a statement. Relevancy thing. The only thing I got out of that is that Dak has a brother named Tad. You know what I mean? And I need to see what Tad looks like. I think they all kind of favor each other. They all look like triplets at one point.
I mean, do all the family have three-letter names? I'm just curious. Like, Tad, Dak.
Man, that makes for a great Boggle game. The three names. Or Scrabble or any of that.
So that was funny. I'm interested to see how that Twitter beef continues, if it does at all. I mean, I wouldn't expect. Here's the deal. Tony Romo as an announcer and as an analyst, I think he does well in the booth. He sees everything. I don't think Tony Romo on the field is necessarily who he needs to be talking to for game time stuff. So,
And I'm sure a lot of analysts had things to say because, I mean, it went further than that. Like, you know, Dez was really trying to defend himself saying, like, look, bro, I'm not really talking mess about you. There were actually other people out there that were talking mess about you. And I said nothing but a suggestion, but that wasn't a good suggestion. I'm insulted by the suggestion. That wasn't a good suggestion. And people in the comments were even saying, like, really? You're going to use Romo? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Shout out to Dre Bailey. Let the ball bounce. Thanks for
What's up, Dre?
Yeah,
typical cow turds. I get it.
Yeah, that's what and cowboys
shout out to
do.
Shout out to Maurice over there, DC tweet team.
Yeah,
we
shout out to Maurice
you.
Watching us again. That's typical cowboy stuff. I had to
overrated.
Send it to you because I thought it was crazy.
I just thought, you know, I on enjoy the continued Dallas Cowboys bashing as even after the season's ends. It's like they just keep bringing up more and more. The internet, of course, is always on top of things. So. Yeah. That's pretty funny. I still get a kick out of it. We also wanted to say congratulations to Francis Ngannou, who won his fight on Saturday night. And what we didn't know is that I know that he had knee pads on, but apparently he had a knee injury and had an ACL, MCL tears or some injuries to his knees before he even entered the fight. Still won in a draw, 5 rounds, and he's going to be getting surgery. So he'll probably be recuperating and dealing with that for the next 9 months. But I guess he's going to Cameroon, too, back to his home country. And I didn't realize there had been a couple of major deaths, I guess, that have happened in Cameroon. So there was a big explosion at a nightclub out there where 17 people have died. Cameroon is also hosting the Africa Cup of the Nations soccer game. And that was on Tuesday. And there were, you know how people are when it comes to a big stadium. They had 50,000 people trying to get into this game. There was a stampede. 8 people died.
Oh, wow.
38 people were injured. So I'm not sure if he was going necessarily to kind of be part of, you know, to help in with that a little bit. But of course, he's going to go home after the win, celebrate some, and then come back to have a surgery here in the United States. So.
Okay, so I'm not that's sad and tragic, but what the audience, I think, and all of us really want to know at this point with Francis is, are you going to boxing? Dana White did not show up to put the belt on you, nor did he show up at the post press conference interview. What the F is going on with that?
There's some drama over
there,
man.
There's drama with that, and I'm more into the tea of, you that petty, Dana, that you really want this man? Like, you don't show up to the fight, you don't put the belt on him like you do all your other champions. You're that bitter that this man
who put
is
the belt
possibly,
on him? Because you know I was
it was
streaming
one
it.
Of the other guys from UFC. I can't remember his name, but it wasn't Dana.
Oh,
and Dana wasn't at the post office ever. And I had heard stories about Francis possibly entertaining the notion of boxing. You know, he's been on Twitter going back and forth with Tyson Fury about the next match. This is a good heavyweight contention. Let's see what this happens. So the fact that you're backing out of UFC. Mr. White.
And there was also discussion about like him having discussions with Jake Paul's manager too. I'm not sure how that.
Yeah, like Jake Paul is actually having discussions too with UFC on some stuff, but Jake Paul's also exploring the boxing thing of having a big contested fight too with that.
Gotcha.
And Dana's still on that Connor thing. He's still obsessed with Connor, wanting Connor to come back. So I think he thinks it's more of a, I don't know. I think he feels like he's shaded or something by Francis doing this move and then getting a championship belt at it without having further future competition of fighting another fighter to keep the belt or relinquish the belt. Guy's out. He had an MCL and ACL straight tear in this match. He had to do a stance in a certain position because he said if his knee got hit a certain way in that match, he would have been done for his career. Okay?
He was, That's deep. Saw the knee pads and was like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe it just hurts a little bit. Maybe he's going to be on the ground more. Didn't realize it was that serious. That's pretty, man.
I need Markel. I need to talk to him again. Shout out to Markel.
Yeah. Get up, but
it's just interesting to me how this man was so petty. He wouldn't put this man's belt on nor show up for the post press interview or any of that stuff. And let's not even mention he knew about this prior to this match because the match itself wasn't marketed like it normally is. He even cut the marketing on it. So he wouldn't have any kind of sight of Francis being seen in this match. Like he wasn't even promoting it like he normally promotes all the other UFC fights. The marketing right. that even become. It's a big old mess. Get out of there. Just get out.
My question was just, you know, because we knew that Francis was going to take part of his bag in Bitcoin. And, you know, Bitcoin took a big hit like on Friday.
Yes.
Saturday. So if he had got his money after the big hit Friday to where it got down to like 34,000-35,000 of Bitcoin, he could literally come back up, make more money out of the fight because I think, you know, obviously crypto's going to go back up. But it was just crazy that, you know, it had been up in those 50s, 60s when he made the discussion about him taking half his purse in Bitcoin and then it drops. And now
you saw what OBJ's Bitcoin is worth, right? From his drop, from his contract.
Right.
He wanted
he had got Bitcoin. Paid when it was high.
Yeah, and so he did. Now but then it dropped. But the cash out, the value of it is like, what, 10,000, 15,000 or something like that? 50,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll go back up. But that's crazy.
Whole market, crypto, everything's crazy. Gone.
Cuckoo. Stuff goes up and goes. It's not stock. It's just coins. And it's fluctuating like that is very scary to me because it's not stock.
Yeah.
These are coins. No. These are people's
money. The stock market has been crazy too.
Yeah, it has. But it's not the two are not one of the same. You're talking about cash or you're talking about stocks. Like it's not the same thing. So when you're seeing money actually depreciate and then it's going to hopefully go back. That's weird. Even though American cash and our currency right now has no value anyway, but
it's a whole crazy. Different thing.
It's a whole different bank. That's scary. Yeah. That would hurt my heart. I saw what OBJ was expected to make to what he got, and I'm like, oh heck no. Nah. You would have just had to.
But if
my
he keeps it and keeps it till the end of the year, it's possible.
Yeah, let's hope.
But he can't just go, you know, buy a bunch of new gear with it at the moment. You know, won't have that same money, so. I don't know. Last little hot topic, of course, was Major League Baseball had their Hall of Fame and nominee or votes in. David Ortiz gets in with his first year on the ballot. And then, of course, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, they are on their final last year and are not able to basically be in the Hall of Fame list. I think there's like one more process for the veterans or for the.
No, it's over. He's not in.
Well, I'm just saying there is one more process for them to try and get in. That's through, there's like a veterans voting. It's not the writers, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, the writers, the writers are tight. The writers
they're their own little clique. It's like the old man's club.
Well, it's not even that. They have a petty vengeance about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is clearly a jerk. If you've ever met Barry Bonds in person, you know he's not a personable guy. He's totally an a-hole. Yes, that's his personality, but that's not who he is as a player.
That shouldn't keep him out the Hall of Fame.
They're using PED, but what other player in a baseball Hall of Fame in this museum don't have that? Stop it.
Baseball Hall of Fame or, you know, NFL
talking about a museum using drugs all through the 70s
and 80s. Like,
my thing is, if he has all these Cy Young awards and he's won all these MVP awards and he's won all these accolades, why not strip him of those if that's pets oriented? They didn't do that, did they?
No.
So because he can't get in this Hall of Fame museum, because all it is a museum. Let's just be real. Okay. I mean, he forever will be in the books.
Of course.
For that, okay.
To have that notoriety. Of course.
He got it. He knows he's a Hall of Famer. Mark McGwire knows he's a Hall of Famer. Roger Clemens knows he's a Hall of Famer. Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer. I don't care. these are, this is so punitive and stupid that these writers are that petty because of their attitude towards Bonds, because Bonds has probably snubbed them in an interview. He's probably told them to say F off or whatever kind of crass stuff he says, because Barry Bonds is not a genuinely nice, right, like type guy. He's just not. That's just who he is. You know, he's not an approachable dude from the stories I've heard. So these reporters, mm-hmm, that try to get access to him, he's probably snubbed, and this is their payback. That's all it is to me. Yeah. That's what it boils down to. That is just ridiculous. It's tough.
And being, yeah, a baseball, I think, person, it's ridiculous. Like, and that's why I need to bring it up, because I know that baseball is one of your biggest. So yeah, I remember the Barry Bonds days and the Mark McGwire days. Yes, and that they,
I remember they kickstarted
the Major League Baseball being hot again. Like, how could you not watch back then? I don't know.
What up, Miss Ball and D? What up, everybody chiming in on this? Yes, yeah. Lawrence to LT. Yeah, right. We're not even trying to put his business out there, but yes, he's still in there. Yeah, yeah, come on. I mean, I don't want to hear this. This is just ridiculous. Stupid. Yeah,
it's a lot. Shut it up, Miss Ball and D.
But congratulations to Big Poppy.
Definitely, yeah, but it's crazy that he gets in on the first one, you know? Yeah. Like, A-Rod didn't get in. Yeah.
Political,
super political.
It's a popularity contest. It's the Mean Girls versus whoever they don't so like.
Right, you're not on, like, the cool table. You're not on this table.
You can't sit with us. Like Gretchen said on Mean Girls, you can't sit with us.
We're not having it. No, not at all.
She's like, you can't sit with us. I love that scene from that movie. That's my
movie. Kente, I mean, I would have to go with Ken Griffey myself, but that I'm a little partial. Yeah. Barry Bonds is great, though.
Barry Bonds is a dude. He's a jerk, but he's a dude. I mean, he can be jerky all he wants to, but it doesn't take over from his game. Like, he's that guy.
He's that guy.
He is. That's just what he is, man.
So here's just a little bit of a tidbit. We're giving you a little cautionary sign here. So me and Mo are really into Power, and of course the Ghost Power Book 2. Another hot topic that's been happening.
We gotta ask about Zeke's draft status now.
The kid thought he was 19, but he's really 24, or he thought he was 19, but he's really 23. We got a little clip from the show. Hopefully YouTube doesn't ban us. And there's a lot of cussing in it. So if you have kids around, the rightfully speakers are on, just turn it down. But yes, it's a very impactful. If you haven't seen this latest the episode
nuclear
of Power,
dinner,
you might want to just tap out for a good minute and a half and then tap back in. But listen, Diana came to dinner and was going to take no one hostage. She said,
it's
I don't
nuclear. It's like nuclear. In Uno
out. I don't mess with nobody but my Poppy. She got Poppy out of jail, and after that, that's all she knows. So here we go.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Mo? That wasn't my dad. That wasn't my dad. The right, auntie?
Jesus Christ, Zeke, what the fuck? That ain't your fucking auntie. That's your mother.
Mo, what the fuck is she talking about?
Look at it. Look at it.
You little fucking bitch.
It's not my birthday. It's the wrong year.
Zeke, when I called the hospital, they said they didn't have any records for an Ezekiel Cross born in 2002. But they for damn sure had one in 98.
Wait, so he's your oldest son, I mean?
Zeke, you're not 19. You're 23.
But that means broken CAA regulations. The league's gonna think I lied about my age. That's gonna fuck up my draft. But I didn't lie. I didn't lie. You did. You lied.
Wait. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Now you've been lying us.
Is he gonna get
Zeke finds out? Not only does Zeke find out that he is 3-4 years older than he is supposed to be, but he finds out that his auntie Mo, who's raised him as his aunt for his whole life, is really his mother. But all he worried about is draft status.
I'm concerned about this. It's very concerning to me that he is, that means when he graduated from high school, he had to be at least, what, 21, 22? So that means you got statutory situations probably back in high school, messing with the high school freshmen that were 14, 15.
At least the professor 16. Shouldn't feel as bad.
Well, she's not, but it's just like, this show is so ridiculous. But it's so good. It's so ridiculous.
We got Zeke's daycare photo.
Yes. And AAU and season. This maybe is
the typical, the AAU season is approaching, because we all know that we, every team, if you have anybody in AAU sports or you've seen AAU sports, there's always those kids that swear they're 14 or 15 and look like they're 24. So Zeke could very well.
He could go over there. He could do AAU. I'm just wondering what's going to happen with that. I just, man, oh man, man, oh man. Till we tune in Tuesday.
Man.
But Zeke is unbothered at the fact that his auntie is his mother. He's more bothered at the fact that he's losing draft.
I'm surprised Poppy didn't blow his gasket more. Like, of course, this happened prior to you, we all think. But wait till he finds out who the daddy is.
Well, I think if you see in the previews, he is definitely – he trashed the room, if you can see on the preview. So he goes on his rage. Take
blood, yeah.
He goes on his rage. And honestly – poor Monet has lost all of her power for the family, because this just totally dismantled everything. She can't touch Diana necessarily because Poppy's right there, unless she takes out Poppy.
Oh,
he's not going to let her ever get close to Diana with that. So, man, she just got to team up with her fine first baby daddy. I mean, you know, right. That's not a hard trade. I mean, honestly, I'd be going to Mecca. I would have gone to Mecca when he pulled out the trust from the
Mecca kids. Had it ready, except for, you know, Method Man got the ring now. So he took that as payment.
Yeah, but
that
Method Man is dirty, though.
He's a great kid. Actor. Method, he's that role great. So good.
Great. I'm not saying Method's dirty. I'm meaning Davis McLean is dirty because his pin has been dirty. In a lot of.
I mean, you see his new office is solely paid by Tariq's money, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Arlen she said it on her draft status. God, I hope not, because he's going to really lose himself if it does.
Also, the new, the Ghost Power Book, or the Power Book, 3 of Tommy, that comes out on the 6th.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good. I mean, the Sunday night TV is great. Like, if anybody's watching Euphoria out there, you already know Fez and Ash are my two.
I got to catch up on that.
They're so gangster with it. And the first episode to the third episode, that fool was sitting up like, you got a tape out. Like, it was just crazy. It's so crazy.
Oh my God.
You guys have to check it, tap into that on your Sunday nights. Not to mention Righteous Gemstones, too. That's
good too. Although I do like the first season better. I haven't been as in tune with the second one yet. I got to rewatch.
Oh, I like the second one because Uncle Billy came back this last episode.
Yeah, no, I think I might have had too much going on, so I wasn't focused. It was kind of like background noise, and I just wasn't really in tune with what was going on. So, and shout out to Ozark, because Ozark Part 1 of season 4 was.
I saw the first episode so far.
Yeah,
I watched the first.
I need to know when Part 2 comes out. Like, it's
said at the end of the year. That's why I'm trying to pace it out. I don't want to sit with a cliffhanger like that all summer. That's why I'm pacing it. I have diligence. I'm watching Sell in Tampa right now. People have put me onto this.
Well, I'm catching up on Billions. So I'm still on season 3 of Billions. It's up to 6 now. So I've got time to work with. So Billions is kind of like my go-to. Let me watch something.
That's good. I got to get into that too. And then they say Yellowstone is good. Everybody that's talking about Yellowstone. Yeah, tap into that too.
But that one I can't seem to find good. So it's on an app or something that I don't think
it's on either Paramount or Amazon.
We're talking
or
about the
those.
Boba Fett, so the new one Boba Fett, Disney. I haven't watched that one.
I watched
yet.
Part of the first half of the episode. Takinte was asking me if I had tapped into Boba Fett. I'm gonna finish it. Mandalorian ended great.
Yes,
I knew Boba Fett was gonna be just as fire. So I have that. I got a lot of shows I gotta catch up on, so that's why Ozark. I saw the first episode, I saw how it ended. Cool. I know it's going to be some stuff. I'm just let me do it every other 2 weeks. Let me do it every other 2 weeks. No one's spoiling it for me because I got, I just don't hashtag it on Twitter, but no one's spoiling it. Everybody's keeping it cool with it. So just thank you for doing that, everybody.
I didn't even know Game was still on. The Game was still on.
Oh, the Game on Paramount Plus is fire and they could cuss and everything. It's over now. The season's over, but it's dope. If you have that free
I didn't know.
Trial,
I'd watched the old seasons.
No, they got a new season. If you have the free trial on Paramount Plus, take advantage of the 30 days and watch that and the Real World LA reunion, because that went down too. That was
great. A reunion. Oh my God. I'm just not big on the reality ones.
You ever see Tammy with the cigarette? No, that's all about. That mess was crazy.
No, uh-uh.
Tammy had that cigarette hanging out of her lip. It was going off on David. That mess was funny. Well, she was going off on those folks.
This is 25 years later since
they still going at it.
They still going at it. Doesn't change.
Oh, all yes. Right. That concludes our streaming breakdown.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, it's still COVID in these streets. So I got a comfy couch and this is what I be doing.
Yeah. As long as you got the shows, you're good.
Hey, listen, you good. So let's get it back into the divisional weekend we had on NFL. I mean, a lot of people are saying it might have been the best game they've ever seen. Yeah. Some have said the best game in the playoffs. Some have said the best game for the season. The Chiefs and the Bills, overtime win. That poor Josh Allen. This guy thought he won this game almost twice. Like, he had, within the last 2 minutes, including overtime, there was 33 points scored. So there was like 25 points in the last 2 minutes scored. There was 3 lead changes. Josh Allen had scored about, with like a minute something left. Kansas City came back and scored. Josh Allen went down and left and scored with only 13 seconds left. So you pretty much think, like, even Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes can't score in 13 seconds.
One of the two had to do it. What Tom Brady could not do earlier in the day, Pat Mahomes was going to finish. I knew it was going to be that. I knew it. I said the worst thing you can ever do is have Kansas City have possession at the end. The other worst thing you can do is have Kansas City win in a coin toss and Pat Mahomes gets the ball, because you'll never get the ball back.
No. And that's the thing, too.
I'm not tripping about the overtime rules. Like, everybody's going to say that. It happened to Kansas City before with the overtime. They lost in that same type of situation. It's just that if you can't handle the job in regulation, that's just what it is.
Well, I think also maybe just for like playoff, I understand maybe making a change for playoff purposes. Like,
so what do you do? What do you do?
I would say that you both are able to get, you know, one possession. So if so Kansas City goes and scores, then Buffalo gets the ball back to make an attempt. If they don't score, then Kansas City wins. If they do score and ties, then it's on whoever scores next.
Okay, here's the deal. It's just like that NFL memes I showed you, where if there was no overtime rules, the score would be like 142 to 135. We keep going on and on and on and on. We can't open that door. You know what I mean? You just can't. So even with the overtime rules,
make for a good, I mean, I would sit there. That would be great to watch.
Visiting team can get the chance. Maybe visiting team gets a chance to do, or Kansas City can punt, return, and the visiting team gets a chance. I don't know. I think, again, you have a regulation of 4 periods to do right. this. And if you cannot finish in the 4 periods, these are the circumstances as they lay. That's the game. I understand that.
And I get it's the rules, but especially during this game, when you saw just how much developed in these last 2 minutes.
Hey, and like defense shouldn't have broken down.
I think we all wanted to see that. Yeah.
We did. Defense shouldn't have broken down on either side. It's your defense. That's the issue. Like, you have to strategically plan for these situations. I mean, we don't get I guess we could if I was playing Madden, make an opportunity of rules change, maybe. But when I played, I've never had to do that. It's like, if we go into overtime, I'm going off of the NFL rules. So it is what it is. You know, the computer either beats me in or don't. But you'd have, and that was a lot of debate. It was good debate and good points, but
it would be interesting to see if they changed it for like 1 year or changed it for whatever, just to see. I'm not saying change all the regular season, but for playoff purposes.
I think 18 weeks was too long. I think they should have kept it back to the 17. I think 18 was detrimental to having this happen, where your defense and your players are out and stuff breaks down. I mean, I what do you do?
The meme of the, if she says you last 13 seconds, this is not
one of those. 13 seconds of your life, or if your wife says 13 seconds is all you got, and they say, let me introduce you to Pat Mahomes.
And shout out to those that, you know, did, but see, had 13 seconds and timeouts. So are you taking timeouts in your 13 seconds while you're pumping away? Like, I should hope not.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I know nothing about that. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Listen,
I know nothing about that.
Maurice, the Bills should have definitely gotten the job done in regulation.
Yeah, but it's a case of point.
They feel like it should. I mean, the defense definitely.
Defense broke down. Mel, that's it. Terrible. That's the end of the game. Their defense broke down. They could have stopped. They had an opportunity to stop this
guy. I just felt so bad for Josh Allen. Like, I really was pulling for him. We all feel
bad. And I felt bad too. Bills had one job to do. They're supposed to take out my AFC West team, and they didn't do it. So therefore, I'm not about to stroke them and say, oh, next time. No, you had one job and y'all couldn't even do that. So y'all made me tight at the end of the game.
game because y'all were supposed to take them out and you didn't do the job. So,
well, the Chiefs fans were very generous. Numerous fans donated about $13 each, of course, for the 13 seconds, donating over $173,000 to Buffalo Hospital in the name of Patricia Allen's fund, who Patricia Allen has her own wing for the pediatric recovery. That's Josh Allen's grandmother who passed away. They named the wing after her in Buffalo. So the Kansas City fans kind of took it a step further and made donations on his behalf. So I thought that was really nice. That was something that they did well. But
they saw the look on his face on that bench and felt sorry. Man. I understood that. Because that was the look of despair. Just when you thought you had it and you did it. You know,
listen, we're not making excuses for the Bills. I just feel, but the defense.
She's feeling their capacity for them. I'm mad. They had one job and their defense didn't show up. I wanted them gone. Trust me, as a Raider fan, I didn't want to see the Chiefs advance. Are you kidding me? The Bills had one freaking job, and I'm like, here we go. You know, well, and someone shout out to the fan that had the $1,000 fine or $1,000 bet who decided to go out on the field. And Stephon Diggs, the only hit he had that entire game was hitting this fan, so he didn't do nothing either. What did he have? Like what, three catches, if that? Like you were terrible too. Know. He was trash too that day. Like come on, I'm not giving him no.
Also on Sunday, the Rams took down Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay went down. So this is the first year in 12 seasons that there's been no Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady in a conference final, which is almost astonishing. But they both went down. Yeah. Both the teams went down. Tom and the Bucks were down a lot. We had a big deficit with only 4 minutes left to go. Had a couple late TDs. And then Fournette tied the game with 42 seconds. Here's the deal. Except for the Chiefs overtime, all three other games were won by a last second field goal.
Field goal. Yeah. That was crazy.
That's
and who would have thought, football. You know, and that's
because the wild card games to me weren't great.
No, they weren't. You know, no, none of them. Because those, this weekend's games were seven, but these were top competitive teams. These are teams that were rightfully needing to be there. But the thing of it is I mean, you can't count Tom Brady out. And that's what everybody was banking on. And then he did get out, you know. And sometimes when they come back like that, that's why I said, shoot, I'm watching the fourth quarter.
He was probably banking for that overtime to go into overtime.
He was banking on the overtime.
I didn't think that Matt Stafford would be able to get down there.
I didn't think he would either.
But
he did. But that's coaching, you know. And the funny thing about this whole scenario is you've got Sean McVay. You had Matt LaFleur, you had Kyle Shanahan, and all those guys have coached on one team together with Washington. They all know each other so well. So
and they're all younger than Tom Brady, too.
And they're all younger than Tom Brady, so they get it. You know, they figured this guy out. They know. So it's just crazy, you know, that these young guys are doing it. So it'll be a good game against San Francisco.
Yeah, the Niners took down Packers. I was surprised at the last
I was very surprised effort. At that.
You know, I was very first of surprised. All, the score was like 10-3 at the beginning of like the third quarter, the fourth quarter. 10-3. Yeah. I mean, okay, defenses are there. I get it. But the 49ers came back. And here's the deal. Special teams definitely help with the block punt. But Deebo Samuel, I will stand on this for the rest of this season. This team isn't winning if it isn't for Deebo. He's one the one reason why they've gotten into field goal range this game, and as well, I think he got
same as Cooper Kupp for the Rams. Season. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's only one guy on each side. You either got Deebo or you got Cooper.
Yeah,
and OBJ.
I don't know. I feel like the Rams have a little bit more. I mean, Aaron Donald, and you know,
I give some flowers here and there on the Rams side, but for sure, Deebo is the one that made that, and I was very shocked because I honestly thought Green Bay had it this time. So now the number one question is, what happens to Aaron Rodgers? Are they going to throw him a huge bag and he stays?
And or is he going to go shopping? From their coach that he's kind of giving him time to process. And we know Aaron's supposed to be making a more swift decision this year than he did last year. He's not going to go vacation in Hawaii for 5 months, then come back and deal with it. He wants to do better and getting that decision done. But of course, it's going to, you know, he's going to take some time. Tom Brady's maybe debating on retirement. He wants to take some time to think about it, figuring out if now it's family time and spending time with the family and speaking with, you know, his wife. So there's decisions for these guys, and the NFL could look a little different next year. without
these. Can. I mean, mm-hmm. either way, Davante Adams is a free agent, and he and Derek Carr are very good friends. So, Davante, if you want to just come on over to Raider Nation, we will take you. I mean, we can't get Aaron Rodgers for a season or two. I mean, to throw a bag at him for one season and we can't guarantee a Super Bowl, I mean, doesn't really make sense. I would love it, but I don't think it's a guaranteed probability. And then, you know, the rumor also is Russell Wilson might be shopping Raiders because it's Vegas. And we talked about this before. Sierra could have a residency at one of these casinos, maybe Fountain Blue when it goes up or whatever the case may be. And Russell could be here. And if Russell's here, I'll take that too. But
I mean, if Russell's here, I'd be happy with that. Although I'd be happy if he stayed too. I just, you know, with them.
I don't know if he can stay under Pete. That's the problem. I just don't see him working with this guy again. And your same coordination. I just don't see it. He's not going to get any further with Pete Carroll.
I feel, it's not just Pete. I feel like the team has to change their direction and how they're. Well, first of all, we need to have a running back that stays healthy all year round. Otherwise,
that too.
You can't make a good plan offensively if you don't have a solid running back that's going to stay healthy. We haven't had that for 3-4 years. Yeah. Probably since Marshawn. So,
that's terrible. That's a tragedy. I mean, that's really terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So Niners are going to be at LA with the Rams. So no matter what, there's going to be a Cali team in the LA Super Bowl. And of course, I'm going to have to, you know, me and my mom were going back and forth. Well, God, who do you want, Rams or Niners? And I was like, definitely not the Niners. And my mom was like, I don't want the Rams either. Ew. So me and mom could be divided on this one.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not going with the Niners. So I'm hoping that, you know, the Rams can host their Super Bowl. I mean, that would, of course, is, you know, probably usually that's how
it
wants.
Tampa Bay did it in Florida last year and they won the Super Bowl. So it seems to be going that way. But I also think there's another story on the side of AFC with Joe Burrows. I think this could be, that would be the game I want to see.
Yeah. Joe and the Bengals took down the Titans.
I know.
Listen, I don't know if this was like, I don't know if the Titans had the case of that 1 week off jitters, but Derrick Henry came back. He didn't perform very, you know, he performed average.
Because he's just not coming back. Yeah, I kind of suspect.
But it's like, you know, but then, so you took a week off, you got a week off, you come back, and they didn't even perform well. I mean, granted, the Bengals looked great, and they did good. But again, this was another game. This was tied at 16 for a while. And of course, the Bengals get that last minute kick, win the game.
Well, that's what happened with Green Bay having a bye week too. That messed them up as well.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of in that whole situation with that. But I don't see, I can't count Joe Burrow's out. That's a tough call between him and Mahomes.
And Joe Mixon and
Jamar Chase.
Yes.
But it's an Arrowhead. That's the only thing that makes it very complicated. It's a hard pick for me. I'm you know, when we get to our picks, I'll let you know where I'm going. But
yeah.
It's a conundrum because I really, you know,
I know you've been on the Bengals team for a while now.
Yeah. Well, he's an LSU guy. That's like the brother to Southern, you know. We like our LSU guys.
Right. Kente said, come on, Mel, it's the Titans. I know, and I've never been a Tannehill fan. I think Tannehill is wishy-washy, but I just figured they got this far. They've been succeeding without Derrick Henry for the last, like, 8 weeks to get into the number one spot.
And they got far in their division. They got very lucky in their division. Come on.
But you're still the number one spot for the conference. That's not too shabby. That's got to say something.
I know.
Gosh, this is just the Bengals will be playing the Chiefs for the first game on Sunday. That's at 12:00 Pacific time. The Niners will be at the Rams 3:30 Pacific time. Both games Sunday. We are coming down to the very end. We have no more multiple days of football anymore, and it's a very I don't know what to do with myself.
I got basketball.
I got to watch my basketball. I know, but I just have NBA.
I know you're a football
girl.
There's
not many games on TNT no more. Like, it's like they don't have games on TNT or TBS.
Well, they're on ESPN right now. Utah and Phoenix.
There's a game. Yeah.
Get the Lakers network. Watch the Lakers and Clippers. That LA network.
I mean, I can watch those.
I mean, it's like.
So let's move on to some NBA then now. I didn't catch the game, but I caught the news today that the Wizards blew a 35-point lead last night. And Luke Kennard had the Clippers and the Wizards.
Oh,
Wizards blew their 35-point lead. Luke Kennard had 7 points in the final 9 seconds. Apparently, one of the points, apparently, I think there was a questionable on one of his last baskets. But to be down 35 points, come back and win. And the Celtics last night won by 53 points. 53 points.
Who they play?
I mean, the Kings, but this is just crazy.
I mean, Sacramento, so.
Yeah.
If you've been watching, you know, that's Lakers won last night against freaking, and I didn't predict this, the Lakers won last night against the Nets. It's
the Nets. Well, you know, AD came back. AD's caught back, but.
That doesn't mean anything. It's LeBron.
I think that's also what maybe that also
took him even higher. I said that's a booster that he took that they made him catapult to a LeBron we've never seen before in this whole season. I don't know what that was all about, but.
And then did you think this was part of James Harden's rant now? Because, of course, now he's really frustrated with his team. He wants to win. Apparently, he's been telling people that he doesn't like living in Brooklyn. He's frustrated that was coming. With part-time Kyrie.
He never stays in a place. The OKC, then it was Houston, and now it's he's never happy, this guy. We talked about this before this even when we were saying how he was coming to the Nets, how it wasn't going to last. I already knew because we know you. If you know Harden,
he's not winning. He don't want to stay.
His behavior and his pattern that you knew this was coming.
I don't know.
No one's beefing. I mean, the Warriors are back. I mean, you got Klay out there doing his thing. Draymond's still out.
No,
there.
And I like the Warriors. The Warriors were watching.
Are very exciting. Yeah. Like, they're fun to watch. I'm not even going to lie. Memphis is a fun game to watch. Phoenix games are fun to watch. My Laker games are not so as much fun to watch, but there's always some kind of climactic drama in it because the men are old and they get frustrated and they act out and they take it out on the other young players.
There's always opposing. Some clip that they it's highlighted from the game.
Something going on. But Warriors, shoot. Hey, listen, I always go for the Warriors when it's a Western Conference thing. And if they're in the finals, I always go for the Warriors because I always root for the West. So, I mean, I don't have no problem with them whatsoever. But Utah like is really trying to do something
they're
tonight
just
against Phoenix.
They're not my team. They were my temporary team when the Bulls were still going through their
ins
and
outs. I got you to laugh because you're funny, Kente. You're very funny. I like that. Thanks for everybody chiming in and joining the chat. You know, I stress that a lot, so it's good engagement. But yeah,
I appreciate it.
Your Bulls, though, however, I meant to talk about this last week because the whole situation with the flagrant on that caused Caruso's hand fracture.
Oh, yeah, I forgot who.
And I watched that game. I wish he went down. And I honestly didn't think the foul was. It was definitely an intentional foul. It definitely was hard, but also looked like Caruso may have flopped in that thing.
But
and the flop
Caruso's
went
out 6 to 8 weeks because
this
fractured
wrist. I know,
wrist.
Because we didn't know it was the stress factor until after the fact. So,
And not to mention, you know, we just got Zach LaVine back on Monday. We lose Alex Caruso over the weekend. And luckily, this rookie, amazing. He had a career high 24 points last night.
That's good.
Night, maybe.
That's good.
Luckily, we've got these young guys that are pulling through, but it's like when we haven't had everybody healthy yet since the beginning of the season. It's always somebody with COVID, somebody injured, somebody with COVID.
Is Zach LaVine, is he back? He's back, right?
Yeah. He got back on Monday.
Yeah. So okay.
He's back. We're now 2 in the East under the Heat, but the Heat have been going crazy.
Well, they're balling out of their minds too. And all of this can change because then we have the All-Star break. We still have the deadline of February 10th coming up. Just don't know what's going to happen. Is Harden going to stay with the Nets by that time? Or is he going to shop where else? Is Ben Simmons going to still be in Philly? Or is it going to be a Tobias Harris-Simmons move? I know we kept –
Simmons is waiting for that. Just please.
He's a problem. He has no value. But anyway, Stanley Johnson signed a 2-year contract with the Lakers, which we need a young Tito's. Where else is he going to go? Yeah. I mean, what are we going to do with Westbrook and
signing those
old 10 guys?
Days there for a while? So
yeah, so they decided to keep him for like a whole year, I think. And he's proved himself. The same with Austin Reeves. We need these type of shooters. But as long as LeBron's on the court, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. Speaking about All-Star Weekend, so it is in Cleveland at the weekend of February 18th through 20th. So it's Super Bowl weekend, then All-Star Weekend. They actually are making an adjustment to the Rising Stars Challenge. So there's going to be 4 teams of 7 players. They play three like mini games to a set point score. I think it's like 25 points or 40 points, something like that. There's going to be 12 rookies, 12 sophomores, and then also four G League Ignite players.
Yeah, I saw that. I read that. So that's pretty crazy. Cool
that they're going to have
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I mean, it's giving these guys a chance. We've seen how much they've been used during the season just because of COVID and staffing shortages in regards to the team. So why not give them a shot?
They should not be riding pine on their first season anyway. These veterans and the Divas stuff that they do, and they don't, that can't do it all. You know, the Tito's are actually committed to balling and actually playing. But if you do not play them, that takes them out of their rhythm and their position. Mm-hmm. If they never get their fed the ball, or they'll never be a productive or effective shooter. Like, you've got to play these guys and rotate.
And they're hungry. Half these guys in the league are just like, whatever.
They're committed to do it. They're just excited to even be here. They want to play, and they want to play to win. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
They want it to be their time for a minute. Yeah.
And so I'm glad they're getting highlighted for that. I'm glad they're getting
highlighted. I think it's great. I think it should be more than four. They should make it more, but hey, four will take it. The teams will be coached by members of the 75th anniversary team. So that'll be pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Andy is now expected to be out through All-Star weekend. So we won't see KD
and Kevin Durant
back to the Nets. Right? And Kevin Durant. Today, James Harden didn't play.
Why didn't he play?
Hamstring, I think, or some leg thing or something. So he didn't play today, and
really frustrated about the show out.
And Kyrie can't play on home games, so really, the Nets home games are where that's where their problems are going to lie, it seems, for now. In regards to WNBA, we want to give a shout out to our former Aces assistant head coach, Vanessa Nygaard. She was hired as the new head coach for the Mercury. So we'll be able to be seeing her on the other side of the bench, other side of the games. Now we play the Phoenix Mercury, which is pretty cool. And Storm hired two more assistant coaches, two more women, of course, Pokey Chapman and Ebony Hoffman. So back up in the WNBA. Our Knights, they have a really sporadic January, it looks like, or February. I think they're bringing more games. A lot of the games from December that were canceled or postponed are getting done in February, so hopefully there'll be more games here. We're still first in the Pacific Division, doesn't say a whole lot. We won on Monday, had a shutout in D.C., and then we play the Panthers tomorrow. So we're on
is that a home game?
No, they're all away. We're on a, what do they call those? A road tour?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Hey, Alicia.
I'm wearing my Knights. I'm wearing my Knights shirt. So go Knights, go.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I got my Knights on. I like very cool Knights. I love my Knights.
I just got my Mary on because he knows about power. So, you know.
Mo
asked about the Olympics. Are we ready to see the Olympics? So Winter Olympics start February 3rd on NBC. FYI, if any of you like me have a lot of NBC shows that you love, like Law and Order and all the other stuff, we're not going to see them until the end of the Olympics. So until, what is it, the end of February, beginning of March? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say excited for the Olympics, but I will watch some. Ice skating, I've always liked as a kid. I liked watching my family. I liked the bobsled. I liked, what's the skiing when they do the big bumps? I forgot.
Ski jumps.
No, I like the ski jump.
Yeah.
Well, they bring the X Games into that too, with the snowboarding competitions and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's always cool too. Mm-hmm. And then when you have the, like you said, the ice skating and the bobsled, like you said.
It'd be good. So we'll see. I might not watch everything. I'm not going to be tuning in 24/7. Is that
the Winter Olympics where they do the I never watch it as much as I do the Summer Olympics, but there was another competition in the Winter Olympics. Oh, I can't think of it right
curling.
Now.
Curling. I do like
the curling. Yes. That's what I was like when they're like, switch. Yeah. I was like,
sweeping, getting that ball in the center.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those. It's like you watch those videos that you can't stop watching. It's kind of one of those soothing type
of
things.
Well, you know, growing up in Seattle, we're so close to Vancouver, BC. Curling is huge in Canada. So we would always get the BBC network, and like all day long you could watch curling. And there was actually a curling ice, not rink, but an ice place near my house where people would go to do their curling and practice curling. And so... So funny.
I do it all the time. It's called mopping.
Speed skating.
Oh yeah, speed skating is good. Yeah. I do my curling in the kitchen when I'm mopping the floor.
There we go. I felt like that this weekend.
There we go.
Yeah. It's a skill, though. It's a skill. All right, let's move on to we got a girl power that I want to shout out, of course. Let's see. Here we go. So this young lady right here, Ayoka Lee from Kansas State. So they played Oklahoma, who's number 14, who's 14th ranked in women's basketball on Sunday. She dropped 61 points on her own. Broke the NCAA women's single game scoring record for D1. She shot 23 for 30. The previous record was from like 1987 and 2016, where both people had tied for 60, but 61 points in a college game, one woman.
She's going to take her martini with 61 olives now.
Or a 61 second cake stand. I don't know. She's in college.
That's fair too. Definitely can right. do that.
Right. Let's get into some sneakers. So before we get to our sneaker drops, there was quite the story that broke out today. And I know, Mo, you mentioned you had some extra information, so I definitely want to hear the story. But this is what me and Mo had ran into on a social media day, that there was a Foot Locker employee accused of ejaculating into sneakers. So there had even been reports Gross. That customers had made reports that, you know, there was this, you know, white substance on their new J's, and that they thought the J's were, you know, it was a bad manufacturing issue. However, maybe.
Yikes.
Ugh. Yikes. What you got on this?
Well, I guess a store employee who's 27 years old, who also posted it on his Instagram, and another person posted on Instagram where he took a video of himself being naked in the store, boasting and bragging about how he's 100% sexy, he's 100% naked, and I guess he's putting new definition in the term of sneakerhead, if you will. So, saying all that, it's disgusting, it's gross. Now I don't want to go into a Foot Locker because I don't trust
right. Guess where I'm not going to buy my sneakers.
I mean,
no
I haven't
more.
Been going into the Foot Locker anyway, but now I'm really not going into any of the Foot Lockers because I don't trust these kids anymore. I mean, he's a manager of the Foot Locker, by the way. He's a manager in Brampton, Ontario, wherever that is. Yeah, Brampton, Ontario.
So is that area. Canada?
I don't know if it's Cali or I don't know. I don't know. Just in Brampton. Okay. But he basically... And his whole social media is now wiped out, of course. But the fact that he posted it, somebody reposted it. And the fact
and
that
he put it
in the
on
store,
his social media, like,
on his
why
IG,
does that?
And the fact that he was naked in the store already
what
has
is wrong with today's day? What is wrong with the kids these
you
days?
You know, you're 27 years old, and this is what you find interesting.
You're a manager of Foot Locker, so you're doing pretty good as far as, like, and you got the connect. You could probably be making some side money, and you're going to blow all this up by doing some stupid videos.
Sneakerhead stuff. Sneakerhead behavior. Can't even use that term anymore. I don't want to go into a Foot Locker right now. I'm good on the referee jersey employees. I'm very
Most
good
on it. My feet feel squishy in these jerseys.
Yeah, Jesus. I don't know any guy that would admit to that, though. Like, I wouldn't even want to be...
What kind of weird shoe? What kind of shoe fetish do you got?
And why would the fact that you video it, that you are so enthralled and fetishized over the sneakers that much? And it's even like... Oh, you like the J's? You like the Blazers? You like the Saucony's? What do you like? The Reeboks? Like, what is it that
and is he like? And so, like, is it after a purchase? And then he's like, hang on, give me like 10 extra minutes to go find these shoes.
But he's basically doing this and then bringing them to the storefront as an IG. And oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is gross. This is the most gross thing I've ever heard in my life. People are literally losing their minds in 2022, even more. And when I tell you that social media is the devil, it really is. Because look what you're doing. You're bringing out these animalistic behaviors, social media. For what? For what?
This took me through it the whole day. I was just like,
I remember when
I was sending it to every sneaker person I know. I just couldn't. I was. It was
I
so
remember
much.
When IG was about pictures, much. No captions required, just beautiful pictures, scenic pictures, yeah. No videos, no none of this other extra stuff, no story time.
And look at
now that you've eroded with all of this, it's disgusting. It is disgusting.
Meanwhile, Kente is trying to slide in your DMs.
I don't think he's sliding in my DM. He put it right on the screen.
Hey, seriously, are you single? Yeah. I participate in a lot of single girl behavior, if that answers your question.
Yeah. So, So be careful about Foot Locker, guys. Hopefully no one's...
I'm not going to the Foot Locker for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to have some kind of sensitivity training for all Foot Locker.
They don't even have the shoes I want anyway. What kind of training do you put into that? And if I was an employee there, my slick behind be like, I'll sue because I will personally go after him and I'll go after this company because I handle the merchandise with.
Right. Or I walked back there and saw him doing it.
Yes. And now I am traumatized. I am all of these things. I'm
pain and suffering,
mental distress, all of that.
It's all going.
And then I touched the merchandise. No telling what. I wonder if Foot Locker as a company said, to heck with it, we'll close the store down and get rid of all the shoes and restock with all new ones. That's what I would do. Because just because it was a Jay.
You never know. You don't know which ones.
And first of all,
how many pairs?
Listen, and if he's doing this on a constant, he's definitely not washing his freaking hands after he's done. So he's been touching the merchandise, all the clothes,
all the handles, all the doorknobs,
all the lockers in the back stock room, everything. You've been touching the register, sir. You've been handing out cash refunds to people with your nasty hands. I take it that deep. I do all of that. And that's crazy. Mo is crazy. I love it. That's why she's I had to laugh one. Emoji.
Foot
Nobody
Locker.
Beats their price. Yeah, you right about that. Boy, they beating. Man, they knocking. They knocking. They knocking and they beating. They knocking. Jesus Christ.
All right, let's get into the sneaker drops that are coming up. So just for a heads up for a future release, the Ama Manier, I don't even know how to pronounce them correctly, but they have another partnership with the Air Jordan 2, rumored to come out sometime in June or in April. I am not, you know, of course, a 2 fan. These ones aren't terrible, but I don't know. Thoughts, Mo, anything?
They're 2s. I mean, I own a pair of 2s, but whatever. I don't even wear them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So okay. I mentioned before there was the low pandas coming. Well, there's also the Dunk High pandas. So we've got the Dunk High pandas are coming out on 127. The low pandas are coming out on 2/1.
Yeah, I'll take the lows all day.
Yeah.
I'll take the lows.
I do like Dunk Highs too. I have a handful of those.
Yeah.
So remember we were talking about Uno. I just saw these and they were hilarious. Uno and Nike Zoom, the Freak 3 NRG. January 31st. If I see anybody in these damn shoes. Hey, but to wear these to a Uno party with your friends? No?
How corny are you?
Hello, corny, but it would be fun. Or you could be like, Uno cards for Halloween. I don't know.
I mean, they're not a bad colorway. It's the Uno on the tongue for me. If they had the reverse card on the tongue, and it didn't read Uno. What's
maybe
the
reverse
read?
Cards on the back. We don't know. I didn't get. There's only one picture. There wasn't a multiple, you know, views. So
I guess the whole tongue was made in the reverse or the number 4 with the.
I don't like the flap. I don't like flaps and Velcro on shoes. So that's my biggest issue here.
And it's not a bad style. It's just that Uno in your face. I'm just like Uno.
So we've also got NBA and the Nike Dunk Low. This is the Brooklyn Nets coming on the 1st. February 1st, the Nike Dunk High Varsity Jacket. So you can tell there's got some like corduroy different materials there. I don't know why.
Was that a Letterman like material?
Yeah, like a Letterman jacket type with corduroy, maybe some, I don't know, furry, fuzzy velvet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the basketball thing on there. I don't like the shoe. Yeah, so those are February 1st. We've got the AJ Lowe Bronze Eclipse.
I don't mind that colorway.
Mm-mm. Coming out in February. There's a bunch of lows and mids coming out on the 3rd. So there is the AJ1 mids Coconut Milk coming out on the 3rd.
And why they name that shoe that? Why did they do that?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Why?
What would you have named it?
It's definitely not looking like a coconut. It's like ecru color. They could have been an eggnog shoe for Christmas.
Eggnog,
I don't know. I wouldn't have said coconut milk. I know that's popular now and all everybody's latte. Everybody wants some coconut milk, but just to have it as a shoe name.
Yeah,
we are running out of names.
I don't know. These are the Gray Fog mids. They also come out on the third. And last but not least, this is the AJ1 Zooms. This is the Olive Aura coming out on February 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, if anybody's checked out that thing on YouTube, I'll post the link maybe about what's his name, Larry Miller from the Jordan brand and his deep dark secret of his childhood. Guys should really tap into that story because it is quite the story.
Send that.
It's on YouTube. I'll send you the link. Yeah, it's just a short little interview they had. ABC News did on him, but he is one of the executives of Jordan Brand, and he used to be the president of the Portland Trail Blazers, and he had a very dark secret of his past that he did not want to reveal, but has revealed and has kind of come to terms with that. And it's just it's an amazing story. I definitely will send you the link. It's crazy, but I'll post it on the Girl Chat Sports Twitter so you guys can click on the link if you're following Girl Chat Sports on Twitter and just check out the interview.
And if you're not, you should.
Yeah, you should. That's the whole hint to do that. Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole hint. And follow us on all social media. Facebook, join the Facebook group. Definitely. We have lots of fun in there.
Welcome to our new members Instagram. That joined.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we got
invite a friend. Invite a friend. I mean, if you're out there, if you're already in the group, hey, tag a few people to come on in. We'd love to have them. So Mo, I pretty much believe that you're going to be winning this season of our pick'ems. You are now 9-7-2. Last week really put you over because, of course, you picked the Bengals and the Rams. I did not. There goes Mo. I'll wait for her to tap back in so she can do these two picks and then we can get out of here and go to bed. I'm tired. Anyways, games again for this weekend. Sunday, Cincinnati at Kansas City, 12 o'clock, as well as San Francisco and LA at 3:30.
Didn't pick I'm so sorry. The only thing I didn't pick was Green Bay. I would have had a perfect – I picked Green Bay. Yeah. That's the only thing that messed me up that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who do you have?
Sunday, I'm going to go with Kansas City. I mean – I would like to see Joe Burrows get there. I think that they have the talent to, but we saw what happened this last weekend. Like I don't know. It's going to be too tough.
It's too
tough for me. Yeah. What about you?
I'll go with Cincinnati. I'll go on the other side. I believe in Joe. I think this is a great story. This is a Super Bowl I want to see.
Great story. They haven't been in the playoffs for 31 years. Like,
honestly, I mean, the Rams, I'd love to see the Rams win just to stick it to OBJ, first of all, to stick it to the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield personally. I would love that. But second, I just don't want to see Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I'm a Raiders fan. Why do I want to see Kansas City in the Super Bowl? I don't want to see that. Okay. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
All right. What about for the second game, Niners at Rams?
Well, being that the Raiders originated in Oakland, we never liked the other side of the bay. So I'm going to go with the L.A. team.
Rams it is.
I'd rather have our neighbors next door when we was down south in L.A.
Rams it is. Mo in D.C. has the Chiefs and the Rams as well. So this is where it's at. I'm going to make a couple more bets this weekend. Last weekend, I think I only made one my in-play bet because, of course, everything that I thought was going to happen really didn't happen. But it's going to be a good
The Chiefs is definitely a logical option. I mean, that definitely is. But, God, I would just love to see Joe in his first go to the Super Bowl. That'd be so dope. I'm not saying he's going to win but then I won't feel so bad with the Raiders taking L's against that team. Because it's like, okay, this is a Super Bowl contending team. Like,
right. You know,
the Chiefs, not so much.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everybody for tuning in. And just a heads up, next week, the show will be on Thursday instead of Wednesday. So we'll make sure that we post about it beforehand. But yeah, make sure you come back and check us out next week. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's commented and shared. And if you want to, feel free to share the live here to your friends and family on your Facebook pages. So have them subscribe as well. We'd love to hear more from people. That's it. We appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
And we'll talk to y'all later.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.